Right now, however, we're going to welcome somebody to our phone lines who's been a guest before and is the head of, he's the president of Mac Group Detroit, and that's none other than Terry White. Terry, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you, Foster. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I'm glad to have you with us. Also in studio, I should say, is Bill Carver. Bill was invited in here as well to help us out with our Mac information. And Bill is a little bit familiar with the Lion operating system, I understand, as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This week, I believe it was this week, that Apple released not only some beautiful new hardware and their AirBooks, but the probably most revolutionary thing in some way, people say, is the new operating system, Lion, which is OS X 10.7. No, just 10.7. Okay, 10.7. Terry, can you tell our listeners just basically what the differences are? What's the big deal about this for Apple?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, in most cases you can take a product, you can, you know, maybe go over the top five features or the top three features and say, okay, I can put my finger on these are the three things that will make me upgrade to the new whatever. In the case of Lion, it's really more of a fundamental shift in the way Apple is treating the desktop operating system, you know, based on the success of its mobile operating system, which is iOS.
Right.
So if you look at Lion, what you'll start to see is a lot of what became popular on the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, such as there's a feature called Mission Control where you can Launchpad, where you can see all of your icons of your favorite apps and swipe between different screens of apps and tap one or click one to launch it, just like you would on an iPhone or an iPad.
I see. Okay.
Some of the other things that are new for Apple is this is the first operating system that they've distributed strictly or at least initially electronically only, meaning you don't walk into a store and buy Lion.
Right.
You actually buy it right on your Mac and download it and install it right on your Mac without needing physical media.
Now, we have to say then that this requires that you are running Snow Leopard or the OS X 10.
Just say Snow Leopard or
just
better.
Just say Snow Leopard or better.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have that on there in order to be able to get the App Store, which is part of it, in order to download
right.
it.
Right. So you have to be on Snow Leopard to begin with to
right.
even access the Mac
right.
App Store to be
access.
Able to buy Lion and download it and install it.
Now, Bill, how about you? What has struck you as you've looked at the new operating system?
Well, the first thing that struck me actually was the price of it. Excuse me. Even if you didn't have Snow Leopard, you just had Leopard on your Intel Mac, you could upgrade to Snow Leopard and then to Leopard for less than it would cost you to actually have bought Leopard in the first place.
Which is?
Used to be $149 to buy it. Now going up to Snow Leopard was about $30, and this mm-hmm. one's about $30. So it's about half, actually less than half of what it used to be.
So it's revolutionary, I think, in many ways, gentlemen, that they have charged this little for it. When you think of Microsoft, the major competitor out there, and what they charge for operating systems is outstanding, even the lowest level.
I think there's also one important point being missed here, and that is not only is the price $30 just like Snow Leopard, but the biggest difference between those two prices is that now with Lion, for that same $30, you can install it on every Mac you own.
Oh, wow.
So before, they used to sell a family pack that was a little bit more, and you can install it on up to five machines. But now there's no limit, again, on the ones you own. So
I'm
you
watching Shane chuckle at this because he's thinking of the price of Microsoft licenses.
and not that it's a misnomer or anything like that, but just to be clear, you can install it on as many machines that are Snow Leopard capable.
Right.
Right. Well,
yeah.
And that you own versus
yeah.
having to buy it, you know, five at a time or one
right.
at a time
right.
for each of the machines. So if you own, you know, for whatever reason, if you had 10 machines that could run Lion, you can install it on all 10 machines.
Now, what has this, why should I put this? What is this left behind? Who's going to find programs, for instance, that won't work anymore because Lion's moved ahead? Because I understand in some ways it's kind of cutting the strings with the other programs.
Well, it's cutting. Snow Leopard had already cut strings with non-Intel-based Macs. So
okay.
you had to have an Intel-based Mac in the first place to run Snow Leopard. But what's being cut out of this version is all, any older programs that still ran on PowerPC code. So it might have run under Snow Leopard in Apple's, like, Rosetta kind of, you know, right. emulation, or I don't want to call it emulation, but their operating mode for running older software, mm-hmm. that is now gone in Lion.
Kind of like Windows 7 has a mode for running XP, I believe.
Right. For example, one program that comes to mind is, you know, Quicken 2007, for example, was based on PowerPC code, which ran fine on Snow Leopard, but will not work on Lion.
Okay, so there are a certain number of things. Bill, other things that you've noticed?
Well, some of the other stuff I've noticed, like I said, the App Store, which is actually old but new, has been a very revolutionized the way you buy software. You don't have to go down to the store or even go online for it. If you need a copy of Photoshop at midnight, you can get one. I think, Terry, can you?
Well, you can now. You can get Photoshop Elements on the Mac App Store. And again, it's not the first time that you could download a piece of software because, you know, you could have bought Photoshop Elements from Adobe, you know, directly from their online store and downloaded it. But again, what's different is anything you buy from the Mac App Store, you are automatically licensed to be able to install it on every Mac you own. So if you had bought that same copy of Photoshop Elements from Adobe for the same exact price, you'd be licensed to only run it on two machines.
Oh.
You buy it from the Mac App Store, you can, for the same software, same, you know, same everything, you can now install it on all your machines.
Wow. Terry White with us, the president of the Mac Group Detroit. Cal?
Hey, Terry, Calvin here. Listen, I'd like you to comment a little bit on how the new OS also differentiates how you can start to use your computer a little bit differently than traditional ways. And what I'm speaking mostly of is things like gestures, because that's like in the operating system. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, the thing about gestures, and one of the things I'll probably say, you know, with everything, there's always some good and some bad. So I would say the first bad thing, and again, this is a personal preference, kind of a personal thing for me, was they have something in Lion called natural scrolling. And I'll start off with the caveat that natural scrolling is natural, meaning that it's the way you would think scrolling should have been from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But since it wasn't, it's now unnatural.
It goes in the opposite direction that we have learned to use.
Okay. Exactly. So, you know, if you would take someone who had never seen a computer before and say, go down, you know, scroll down the page, they would think to scroll naturally down the page.
Right.
We're used to going the opposite direction. So, thank God you can turn off natural scrolling.
Okay.
A lot of people don't turn it off. They just try and get used to it. And I tried for about 15 minutes, and it drove me crazy.
Okay, so there are some changes that may drove people nuts, a little bit nuts. Terry, we have there's an extensive review of Lion OS X that was done by Ars Technica that we referred to at internetadvisor.net. And I'm sure that you folks at the Mac Group are going to be talking about this and coming up in pretty soon, I'm going to imagine.
Oh, yeah. We have a meeting dedicated. We actually have our 25th anniversary meeting in August, but then the meeting after that in September is dedicated to Lion.
All right. We'll look forward to finding out much more information about that, and we'll let people know about that Mac Group. Thank you so much, Terry, for being with us. Bill Carver, thank you for stepping in studio and sticking around as well.